This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Hello, and welcome to Superheroes in Heels. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, and I'm so glad that you're here. So today, I'm going to talk about something that, for me, it's been normal for a long time, but for other people, it kind of surprises them when I say comments to this decision. Today, I'm going to talk about making the best decisions for yourself and then, you know, getting stuck in that, right? Trying to make the right decisions and how that holds people back. How to stop letting decision-making stop you from moving forward in your business and in your life. So many people get decision paralysis, right? I can't make that decision. I don't know. I can't do it until I have the right money, the right amount of money. I can't do it until, you know, I get a sign from God. I can't do it until, you know, all the things line up, the stars line up, and Mercury is out of retrograde, and whatever the excuse is that you use for not making a decision. And, you know, I just want to say there's a lot of different kinds of decisions, and I've talked about that previously in podcasts. But today I want to talk to you about doing something different, and that is making decisions and then making your decisions right. You see, what happens to a lot of people is we get so stuck in making the decision that we don't focus on what happens after we make the decision. So I always say, as women, we have a free pass. So I'm just going to repeat that. You may have heard this before, is that men have always accused women of changing their mind. Well, guess what? So that's our free pass. We make a decision. We make the best decision that we can in the moment. And when we get new information, we can make a new decision. But what happens, especially with a lot of entrepreneurs, is we get stuck in making the decisions. And what I want to do is just get you out of that today. I want to get you out of stopping yourself from not making decisions because of fear, because of uncertainty, because of, I just don't know, kind of attitude. I don't know the impact of it. Like, not everybody's a researcher, okay? Some people just make decisions off the fly and then they muck it up and, you know, and then they move on to the next thing. I have watched people make decisions into, let's say, direct sales or network marketing, and they keep moving from one company to another company to another company because they make the decision and it's a feeling decision, it's a passionate decision, and they're excited about it. But then when it comes to the compensation and understanding how to keep those numbers up, they're like, oh, I didn't buy into that. And then they move on to another company. And a lot of times they blame the company that they were in. Now, I'm not saying some of them haven't been a little shady, but I've seen it a lot in that industry. But I see it a lot with entrepreneurs as well. So I just really wanted to have this conversation heart to heart with all of you entrepreneurs out there. Guess what? You're gonna make a bad decision. It's going to happen at least once, twice, I don't know, a million times. When you're in business, you're making the best decisions you can at the time that you're making the decision, but sometimes they're bad decisions. Here's a simple example. You have a client who pays you. That client ends up being a little bit shady. So you go to their bank, you know, they pay you with a check or whatever. You go to their bank, you cash the check, and you're like, okay, because they're just a little shady and you're not sure if the check's going to clear, right? So now you have the cash and you have to take it and, you know, put that into your account and all that. But you sit in your vehicle and you put the cash in your pocket, in your lap, And then you make a stop and you get out and you go handle your business. And then you come back and then you're looking around and you realize that money disappeared. Where did it go? Well, probably when you got up and you made the stop. If you're anything like somebody I know who did this, they got up, they walked in, took care of their business and realized they lost the $800 that was sitting in their lap. So somebody else got blessed that day. Was it the right decision to go to the bank to cash that money if it was a shady, you know, possible transaction? Absolutely, it was the right decision. Was it the right decision to just put the money on your lap and forget about it? Probably not. So there was a right decision, and then a new decision had to be made, and that decision didn't turn out to be the best decision. That's just an example of something very simple, very minute, but it's a quick example of how the right decision can turn into the wrong decision. But it was still the right decision. Yeah, you ended up losing the money. You knew it was kind of shady anyway, so maybe that money wasn't meant for you because you're, you know, a godly business, and that wasn't the best money, the best use of the money. So maybe the person who found it really, really, really needed it, and so it was gifted to them. So see, you can make this about something else, but when you make decisions, you have to make sure that the next step is the most important. Maybe the decision wasn't the greatest decision. Maybe you're uncertain. Maybe there's still a lot of fear around it, right? I know that, you know, we feel this as women. We feel the decisions that we make. Men make decisions. And it's like, okay, we're going, you know, we're just like, ooh, I'm feeling that one up, right? Like, oh, how's that going to, you know, feel when I'm done? Women have this tendency to put feelings behind a lot of our decisions. And which is fine. I have no issue with that whatsoever. But here's the bigger picture. What if you could switch your mindset around? What if you could shift what you're thinking and how you manage it once you make the decision? You know, there's so many decisions, different kinds of decisions, right? We make emotional decisions. There's nothing wrong with emotional decisions, okay? And then we make hip shot decisions, right? Like we're shooting from the hip. We're going to try that one, right? We're going to give this one a shot, right? There's also, you know, different kinds of decisions in regards to like a knee-jerk decision, like, oh my gosh, somebody pissed me off and now I got to go do this instead, right? We get mad at people. And so we just make a knee-jerk reaction and make decisions around that, right? And so you have to really pay attention to what kind of decision that you're trying to make. Now, I remember working with a gal who had a business. She was a doctor, okay, licensed practitioner, you know, general medicine, taking care of clients, had her own practice, all of that. Nothing wrong with that at all. She's doing great. She makes life and death decisions every single day in her practice. And then she also started adding some supplements to as a business for her clients. And she had a hard time transitioning with the life and death decisions versus the business decisions in the product company. And when I worked with her, one of the challenge, you know, we talked about the challenges and how it was hard to kind of flip that switch for her. And I had a conversation with her about how we make the best decisions possible, especially when you're in your practice and it's life and death. And we want to make sure that that happens right. It happens, you know, because you're taking care of people, but you don't have to make the same kind of decisions over here in this business. So how can you make a decision and make it right? So, you know, she was able to, by the time I was done working with her, she was able to figure that out. We did a lot of work around, you know, mindset and a little bit about around the actual practices of the decision-making processes. I have a whole decision-making framework. So I worked with her on those things and she did great. And she took on both and she, you know, she was able to shift that life and death decision-making. Most of us don't have to come from that life and death decision-making. But here's the problem. Most of us think we are. If I make this decision, oh, my business might fail. If I make this decision, oh, somebody's going to sue me if I make this decision, right? So we have this, you know, catastrophic mindset around decisions. And what I've found is in 33 plus years in business, okay, and I've made a lot of decisions, that very few business decisions are catastrophic for the small business person, right? Very few business decisions are catastrophic. So if you can get that catastrophic mindset out of the way and start looking at, look, if I make this decision, you could sit there and analyze back and forth. I don't know how many analysts are listening to me, okay? But if you're so focused on that and you get analysis paralysis and you're never going to make a decision, and then what happens is somebody else will make the decision for you and they're taking your power away. And hey, this is Superheroes in Heels and we don't give up our power, okay? So don't get stuck in analysis paralysis because, you know, around making the decisions, because what's that going to do is it's going to hold you back. It's going to keep holding you back and you're never going to reach the milestones that you want to reach. And some of you, maybe it's like, oh, I'll make a decision and it's kind of flighty and it's kind of all over the place. And yeah, I'll make this decision. And then it costs me money. Oh, well, I got to make more money and I'm going to make this decision. And you don't have analysis paralysis, but you have like happy-go-lucky decision-making. And that's not necessarily the best way to do it either, because you end up losing a lot of money in the process of making those decisions. Then you have the people that just make a decision and they're just like, I'm done. We're making it. That's it. Get out of my way. And they're not paying attention necessarily to the bigger picture, the cost of people around, who the decision's going to affect, what are the stakeholders going to, you know, look at. And sometimes they get themselves in trouble because they just make, you know, bossy, attitude-y kind of decisions. And then there's people who make decisions that are just completely from the heart. They'll only make decisions around how to save the relationship, how to save the friendship, how to save the vendor connection, how to save. And what they're doing in actuality is losing a lot of money because they're focused on the friendship and the feelings and the goodness of their heart instead of what the business needs. And so, you know, we all have these different ways that we make decisions. And so what I really want you to pay attention to is when you make a decision, what is the steps that you need to take in order to make that the right decision? Whatever decisions I make, I recently was, you know, working with a loan officer on something, and she said, well, you know, it could go this way and it could go that way. And, you know, but either way, you have to make the decision. And I said, well, I'm okay with making a decision. My goal afterwards is to make sure I make the right decision. I make that decision right. I do everything in my power to, if I made this decision, I do everything in my power to make sure this was the right decision. I will move things. I will adjust things. I will learn a new skill. I will, you know, speak to a person I don't really want to speak to. Everything that I can do to make that decision correct, right? For me, that's the big deal. That, I think, is the difference maker between being an entrepreneur who is winging it and being the business owner, entrepreneur, CEO who says, I'm committed to my business. We have to get committed to our decisions, not make them flighty, not get stuck in analysis paralysis, not just doing it because it's self-serving, right? And not doing it because it's going to take care of somebody else, but it doesn't take care of you. You want to make the best decisions for your business, for where you want to grow to, what your goals are in your business. And the same in relationships, right? Look, I've been married for just as long as I've been in business. And the only reason I've been married for, you know, we've been together for 37 plus years. And the only reason that we have been able to make this long lasting is because we made the commitment, we made the decision, and then we've done everything in our power to make that the right decision, to stay married, to not, you know, we make sure that we're not being disrespectful to each other. We don't abuse each other. We don't knock each other down. We lift each other up. We, you know, encourage each other. We challenge each other on our goals and, you know, what we want to do. We didn't agree about everything. Okay. Don't get me wrong. We did not agree about everything, right? We did not agree about raising our kids certain ways, about how to talk to our kids. We never agreed. We still don't agree. You know, my husband is, you know, is a Marine through and through. And I'm just like, whoa, we got to dial that down. These are little people, right? These are not your recruits. You know, and things like that. There were things that we didn't agree upon, but we made our decision of our commitment to be married. Right. Look, I am married to my business just like I'm married to my husband. I've been in my business for 33 plus years. And when I make decisions, when I committed to building a business, I committed it. I committed to doing it long-term. I committed to doing it the best way possible. I committed to doing it with serving and supporting employees along the way. I didn't know what that was going to take. I didn't even have the skills to do any of it. But what I did is I made the decision to set my goal to, you know, get to six figures, then the decision to set my goal to get to seven figures, right? Then to, you know, think about it, ladies and gentlemen, like we have to make these decisions and then we have to make those decisions right. We have to get committed to that decision being right. And it doesn't mean we're not changing decisions. You know, we're not changing our mind along the way, or we get new information that says, ooh, I made that decision, but now I have new information. I need to make a new decision. It's not I made the wrong decision. I made the correct decision based on the information that I had at that time for that circumstance. Then what I did is I found out there's some new information. And then what did I do? I go, okay, now I have to make a new decision. And not once will you hear me say that was the wrong decision. Not once do you hear me say I failed at that decision, because I didn't. I made the best decision with the information that I had in that moment. And then today I'm going to make the next best decision based on the information that I have today. It doesn't mean some of my decisions haven't been a flop. Okay, because they have. I have tried some things. I remember I did a coaching program one time and I get on it and it was a total flop. And I gave people some money back because I was just like, you know what? This just is not working. They had an expectation of this. I didn't meet that expectation because that wasn't my expectation, but they had a greater expectation. And I was young and I was, you know, naive in the process. And I was just like, okay, got it. Rechoosing, right? New decision, new thing to do. Look, we're all going to make mistakes along the way, but those mistakes are the learning lessons. I've been able to have successful coaching programs after that, right? I was like, whoa, what did I do? Okay, how do I fix this? How do I make it right now? Okay, because at that time, the people just didn't want me to make it right. And I just released them. There were several that stayed with me. We worked it out. We got it happen. But some of them, they just were like, no, this isn't what I expected. So no problem. We move on. So my point is, when you're making decisions, you have to focus on what's the next decision and how am I going to make everything right? Everything to fit into that last decision that I made. It's not brain science, but it is shifting your mindset around what a decision is supposed to look like, how a decision is supposed to function. And if you're stuck in the fear of making decisions, if you're holding yourself back from making decisions, if you're not making the decision and somebody else makes it for you, that's not going to get you to grow to the business level that you want to grow to. Look, you don't have to make $1 million. I'm not a proponent of everybody has to get to $1 million or $10 million or whatever that is. I'm a proponent of you finding the business that's best for you and making it successful so that it pays your bills, pardon me, so that it creates the income necessary for you to take care of your family, so that it creates the space so that you can retire when you're ready to retire and don't feel like you have to work till you're 95. Okay. I want you to make the best decision possible so that you can live the way that you decide you want to live. So many of us were, you know, we got caught up in the companies are going to take care of us in the corporate realm. And then we discovered that the corporate doesn't take as good care of their employees as it looked like. So it's up to us. And the cost of living has shifted. Some of y'all are on a retirement plan, but it isn't enough because so much has shifted over the years. Taxes got higher. Gas has gotten higher. I'm in California. Come on. We're at like, you know, $7 a gallon. And all these costs of living expenses have gone up and the retirement never prepared you for that. Okay. So, you know, you have to really just pay attention to that decision-making framework of what you want to make those decisions around. So when it comes to that framework, you know, you have to really define what the problem is. If you're really stuck in fear, find out what the problem is for you around that fear, because sometimes the fear is just false evidence appearing real. Okay. You just have an assumption. Maybe you need a little bit of skill set. Maybe you just need somebody to say, hey, let's cheer you on, right? You just need a cheerleader for a minute, right? That says you can do this. You are capable of doing it. Look, I didn't think 33 years ago that I was capable to have a staff of 75 employees, having budgets, multi-million-dollar budgets. Like, I didn't even see that as a possibility when I first started out in my business. Now it's a reality for me. But it wasn't where I started, but it is where I am now based on the decisions that I've been able to make throughout the years, as well as the decisions that my team has been able to make. So you have to, you know, define what the problem is, you know, clearly identify for you the decision that needs to be made, right? And then what you have to do is you have to gather the information. Those of you that are not big researchers, this is not hard. This is really, really simple. Just take a look. Like if I do this, okay, which one, you know, works with me, works with my business, works with what my business needs. Like your business, I always say it doesn't have emotions. You have the emotions for your business. The business doesn't care whether or not you make money. It doesn't care whether or not you lose money. The business doesn't care. The IRS cares. And you should care. But the business itself is just an entity. Okay. It's not even a reality. It's just a container for your passion to bring in the clients, to be able to provide the resources necessary for you to do the things that you want to do in life, right? If you want to give more to charity, then get more clients, right? These are the decisions that you have to make. You have to weigh out the options and decide which way is the best way to go, you know, figure out what the risks are. What's the goals that you want to make? What's the vision that you have? All of these things play into making those decisions. And then you make the decision. You make the best decision possible with the information that you have right now. You commit yourself behind that decision. And then you monitor that. You set this goal. You make the decision around it. You monitor that decision. You monitor that goal. And you do everything that you can to make that decision right. And when you monitor it, you notice, do I need to make a new decision? Do I need to make an adjustment to this decision? Who do I need to bring in to help me with this decision? Don't let your ego, your I can do it myself, right? Nobody's going to boss me around. Don't let that part of you get in the way of you making the best decisions possible. Stop being afraid. Step in. Own it, because there's never a right time. There's never a good time. There never is a perfect time, right? Those don't really exist. That's just false information to our brain. And what you give your brain, it's going to think is true. Just want you to know, it doesn't know the facts. Okay. So if you're feeling afraid, ask for some help, get some guidance, get a coach, hire, you know, get a mentor, find somebody who's going to support you. Say, hey, I really have some decisions I need to make. I had a client one time who called me and said, Kimberly, I really need some help because I'm looking at closing out my business. And, you know, how can I make that happen? But I want to make sure I'm making the right decisions around that. We did. So she was in partnership with her sister and she wanted out, but the sister didn't want out. And so it worked out really well because she had somebody to bounce her ideas off of so she could make the best decisions for herself and the business with her sister and then move forward from there. Amazing opportunity. So don't allow yourself to get stuck in trying to figure it out all on your own. But when you make those decisions, make them right. Do what you can to make sure, because that's your integrity, that's your business ethic, and that's what's going to get you moving forward in your business to build a long, successful business. You're going to muck it up a few times. It's okay. Stop beating yourself up for those. All right. You go, okay, that one didn't work. What's the next step? What can I do now? What can I do now? And what can I do now? Get committed to your business, get committed to your decision making, and make sure that you make your decisions right. Be blessed today. So glad that you can join me here today on Superheroes in Heels.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.